His father's son, Joe Biden's attack on Don Jr. backfires as Hunter's baggage retakes center stage. By Hannah Blow on May 19, 2020. Joe Biden's, D, attack on Donald Trump Jr. backfired tremendously Tuesday evening after the president's eldest son resurrected the largely dismissed reality surrounding the corruption of the Democrat Party's presumptive nominee and his son Hunter. "It's sick," Biden said in response to a meme posted by Donald Trump Jr., highlighting what many have considered the former vice president's creepy behavior. "He is his father's son," Biden added. Trump Jr. did not allow Biden's quip to go unaddressed. "No, at Joe Biden, I didn't actually accuse you of that. I simply posted a joke meme, but based on all the touching and hair sniffing in the below video, I am 100% accusing you of being creepy as hell," he said in part. "Joe Biden, you're 100% right, I am my father's son. And Hunter Biden is most certainly yours," he continued, posting a series of headlines exposing the Biden's questionable ties to China. "Indeed, Hunter Biden has carried significant baggage, some of which has taken center stage during the early months of his father's presidential bid. Despite his attempts to maintain a low profile as his father emerges as the Democrat Party's presumptive nominee." As Breitbart News senior contributor, president of the Government Accountability Institute and New York Times best-selling author Peter Schweitzer revealed, the former vice president's son appeared to directly benefit from his father's position of influence, securing a $1.5 billion private equity deal with the Bank of China. The influence did not end there, either. Biden also threatened to withhold aid from Ukraine unless officials fired a prosecutor investigating the Ukrainian energy company Burisma Holdings, where Hunter was making $83,000 per month. "I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting the $1 billion. I said, you're not getting the billion. I'm going to be leaving here in, I think it was about 6 hours. I looked at them and said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor is not fired, you're not getting the money," the former vice president said during a 2018 appearance at the Council on Foreign Relations. "Well, son of a bitch. He got fired," he bragged. As Schweitzer explained during a September appearance on Hannity, Joe Biden became point person to two countries, in particular, Ukraine and in China. And in both cases, his son cashed in. "Ukraine, we've talked about, he was basically getting $83,000 a month as part of his consulting fee for Burisma, this corrupt energy company. In China, he travels with his father in December aboard Air Force Two. While his father is meeting with Chinese officials, Hunter Biden is doing we don't know what." But the evidence becomes clear because 10 days after they returned to Washington, his small boutique investment firm, Rosemont Seneca, gets a $1 billion deal. That's $1 billion with a B, later expanded to $1.5 billion. And that deal is with the Chinese government. It's a deal that nobody else has in China. Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, Deutsche Bank, nobody. What is more, the Biden son, as of April, continued to own 10% of Bohai Harvest RST, BHR, an investment firm he co-founded with funding from the Bank of China. The idea that Hunter could still profit off of the Chinese government if his father becomes president remains an incredible potential conflict of interest, Schweitzer noted during an appearance on Drill Down. A conflict that seems all the more troubling when Joe Biden continues to dismiss China as a geopolitical threat, the Secret Empire's author added, something the elder Biden has continued to do, even in recent months. "The idea that they are a competition, that they're going to beat us, is bizarre," Biden said during a February speech. "We talk about China as our competitor. We should be helping and benefiting ourselves by doing that," he told supporters in Iowa the month prior. "But the idea that China is going to eat our lunch. It's like I remember the debates in the late 90s, remember Japan was going to own us? Give me a break." But the controversy regarding Biden and his son Hunter extends far beyond shady foreign business dealings. Breitbart News, in May 2019, was the first to publicize a previously unreported on police report detailing a cracked pipe found in a rental car used by Hunter Biden. Personal items of Hunter's were also identified, including his two of his DC driver's licenses, multiple credit cards, and personally identifying information like a Delaware Attorney General badge and a U.S. Secret Service business card that police said bore his name, as Breitbart News reported. Then in January, an Arkansas judge ruled that Hunter Biden was indeed the biological and legal father of a child fathered with an ex-stripper of a D.C. club he often visited, despite months of denying his paternity. Both sides settled the case in March. The Trump campaign has focused primarily on the shady foreign business dealings and Biden's past of dismissing China's threats and going soft on the communist country. America First Action, a massive super PAC backing the president, also launched a $10 million ad buy in April, exposing Biden's ties to China as the world continues to grapple with the coronavirus, which originated in Wuhan, China. It appears the GOP is upping its focus on Biden and his China ties as the general election draws nearer, a tactic Biden's campaign is desperately attempting to quash. Talk about China more, Prince Humperdinck, Andrew Bates, director of rapid response for Biden's campaign, said in response to Don Jr.'s reminder, linking to a CNN article titled "The Many Times Trump Has Praised China's Handling of the Coronavirus Pandemic." Who's going to tell him that a good rapid response director doesn't get his talking points from a crackhead? GOP strategist Arthur Schwartz hit back, as other responses began to pile in.